الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us, not to deny us and deprive us of any of His blessings on account of our weakness, our sins, our ungratefulness, our heedlessness. We ask Allah Ta'ala to enable us to continuously make shukr. Respected friends and brothers, Alhamdulillah, we know that we have just now entered the month of Rabiul Awal, and when the word Rabiul Awal comes, then it brings certain connotations to our mind, like when we speak of Ramadan, then we think of fasting, we speak of Dhul Hijjah, then we speak of the rites and rituals of Hajj and Qurbani and these things. And when we speak of Rabiul Awal, then obviously what is foremost in our minds and our hearts is the blessed birth of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, my respected friends and brothers, if we have to look at this month, two very important events took place in Rabiul Awal, 63 years apart. The first took place with the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 54 or 55 or 50 days after the incident of the elephants where Abraha came to attack the Kaaba. So, that is the first event, the birth, the blessed birth of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Miladun Nabi as we refer to it. And then, 63 years later, another very important event took place, and that was the passing away of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this world. That is called Wafatun Nabi. And Wafatun Nabi, we know, took place on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, definitely because of the calendar was now formulated and every event could be tracked according to the date. Whereas Miladun Nabi, we look at the seerah and the scholars, they have got difference of opinion with regard to the actual date, but that is not the topic of discussion for now. What we are saying is that in the light of this surah, Wadduha, which we hear always being recited here, how does Rabiul Awal fit in with surah Wadduha, and also what lessons are there for us in the seerah and surah Wadduha? So very briefly, my respected friends and brothers, when we look at the word wadduha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam, He takes an oath on the time of the day when the sun is in ascendancy at its brightest and at its hottest, or very, very hot. We can say there's a period around from 10 o'clock onwards. That is called the time of dhuha. And that is the time we read Salatul Dhuha also. The Indian word for it, Urdu or Gujarati or Farsi word, I don't know, is chashed. So that is a very, very significant time. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking qasam on that time? So if you look at the literal meaning of wadduha, the brightness and the heat of that time, then it got a number of explanations and interpretations by the scholars. The one is in relation to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's noble face, that Allah Ta'ala is actually taking a qasam on the beauty and the nuraniyat and the shining face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That just at that time of the day, there's so much of brightness, that is the brightness of the face of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the second meaning that has been taken in interpretation, it actually refers to the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wadduha, not the time, but the brightness that had come onto the universe and into this world, for the coming and the birth of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That birth brought about a brightness, subhanallah. So that is the second meaning. The third one is the brightness of the wahi and the prophethood of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means when these teachings came, when the Quran started being revealed, and when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started spreading his noble sunnah, which is his entire life, my brothers, then all these things actually brought a brightness to the lives and to the lives of individuals, communities, and to the entire world. So that is the third meaning that comes with regard to wadduha, the brightness. And the fourth one is that it means good conditions. Well, duha means, you know, we say, I have a sunny day. And they say, I had a very cloudy day today. So a sunny day, when a person is referring that expression, alhamdulillah, good conditions came upon him at that time. So it could refer to that also, my respected friends and brothers. So these are some of the meanings that have been taken with regard to just that word, wadduha. Now each one obviously is a heading, and like we say that we can go on to it, and each one can be a separate lecture on its time. Time does not allow it. Then the second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam on the night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the night when it envelops, in other words, when the darkness comes. So why is Allah ta'ala taking a qasam on darkness here? So the first meaning again goes to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the beauty of the hair, the dark black hair of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being mentioned here. So there's the first meaning, that is his beauty. Or the meaning is taken with regard to the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah ta'ala is saying that you got Rabiul Awwal 1, the birth, the brightness, and then you're going to have another Rabiul Awwal, where there is going to be a darkness, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to pass on onto another life. And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he describes the day when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He says, we had barely dusted the hands, the dust of our hands, after burying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we could already perceive a darkness in and around Medina. The brightness is still there. We still call it Medina Munawwara. But the Sahaba were in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala was talking about, the sadness of that particular day. As in our terms, we'll say it was a dark day that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. So my respected brothers, it could also mean the termination of wahi. Wahi in the sense that it brought light. And now there is no more wahi going to come. So therefore, there is going to be darkness. And we know the ulama mentioned that with the passing of every Friday, as we move away from the era of prophethood, is just coming to darkness, and more darkness, and more darkness, till Qiyamah is finally going to take place. So there is another meaning. Then also darkness can refer to bad conditions, like how wadduha, brightness, means good conditions. It could mean with regard to the bad conditions of the night itself. That's why in Surah Falaq we read, what we say? وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. That, oh Allah, we seek your protection from the evil of the night, from the mischief of the night, when it comes and when it envelops. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be taking qasam on that also. And why? Because all those evils are also created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min sharri ma khalaq. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be turned to and resorted to for these evils to be removed. So respected friends and brothers, these are the two times upon which we find qasam has been taken, an oath taken by Allah ta'ala, and these various meanings could be taken into place, and they have got their blessings or their darkness. Like wadduha, we read namaz at the time of duha, alhamdulillah. Salatul Chash, those people refer to it. One of the virtues of reading Salatul Chash at that time is mentioned that he who is afflicted with poverty and hardship in livelihood, if he recites minimum 4 or maximum 12 rakats at the time of Salatul Duha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate his poverty and his difficulty as such. So those who are at work and they have their tea break at that time, make wudu and read some salah, especially we are having difficulty with regard to our livelihood. Nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, that is very, very briefly with regard to the times and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken qasam in the explanation of the various scholars. Then, my respected friends and brothers, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately thereafter, he says, qasam on the time of duha, qasam on the night when it comes. Okay? Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Allah ta'ala says that neither has your Rabb forsaken you, nor is he angry and turned away from you out of anger. How does that link up with that? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, we have to see now what is the background where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a further explanation. They say Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'dha. The Quran part of it gives tafsir of the other part. You know, so sometimes you can't just know the Arabic and think you are a mufassir. You need to know why this particular verse was revealed, or what does another part of the Quran have to say about this part of the Quran. So my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. That indeed, the akhirah is better for you, or will be better for you, than this present life. Akhirat. Now why did Allah ta'ala say that to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? First, he took a qasam on these things. Number two, Allah ta'ala is telling him that things are going to be better. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to receive wahi, which was a very, very great moment in his life. What greater experience can there be this, that Allah Ta'ala's angel is coming to you and directly talking to you and giving you the special message of Allah Ta'ala. So once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked some questions, and he told the people, I'll tell you answer tomorrow. He did not say inshallah. Then the wahi was delayed. So he went into a state of great amount of grief, and almost you can call it like depression. That's why the wahi is not coming. And the kuffar were coming and saying, hey, where's the answer? He said, it must come tomorrow. So because the wahi was not coming, he also was feeling sad. Why Allah Ta'ala is not sending the wahi to me? Huh? And the kuffar said, "Yo, Allah is cross with you. He basically abandoned you." So this created a thing in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that why, what is happening? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted him and said, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ. Your Rabb has not left you. وَمَا قَلَى. And he does not hate you. He does not dislike you for any reason. And just remember that now, akhirat means hereafter. But akhirat also means, one is hereafter, that means after you die. It also means the conditions of the future, hereafter, in the future. The future is going to be much better for you than the present. So this qasam that Allah Ta'ala has taken of the brightness, let's go quickly back again to the rising and the ascendance of the sun. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that when the brightness of the sun comes, and when the sun sets, when darkness comes, doesn't mean Allah Ta'ala is cross with human beings. It's normal. It is one of the system and the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala that the sun has to rise and the sun has to set. And when the sun rises in the evening, in the morning, after in the morning when the sun rises now again after darkness, it doesn't mean Allah Ta'ala is not happy, that's why the sun has come up again. No. So in the same way, the system of Allah Ta'ala is that in the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, from time to time, He is going to bring certain conditions on you. You will have your dark days and you'll have your light days. Now let's move away from Sirah and bring this particular aspect and this lesson on us. That sometimes we are on the high, we say we are flying high. And on other days, everything just goes down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, don't think Allah Ta'ala has abandoned you. Allah in His wisdom, like how He brings brightness and He brings darkness, likewise Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom has brought certain conditions. Don't lose hope on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ means. And then my respect, we apply that to ourselves. Many times you know how things go down. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be worried and ask Allah Ta'ala to open the door. And Allah Ta'ala gives assurance. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ. That soon your Rabb is going to grant you, is going to give you so much that you will become pleased. Allah is talking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're reading what duha in this day and age. How does it apply to us? That as long as we keep our focus on Allah, our hope on Allah, our trust on Allah, knowing that today the sun is down, tomorrow the sun is going to be up, we know the sun is setting, tomorrow the sun is going to rise, we know there's a bright day and we know there's darkness, then we also know that my Allah will bring the better days on me. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the future conditions are going to be such, Allah is going to give you so much that you're just going to be pleased. فَتَرْضَىٰ. That is, my brothers, applying to us when we're having our situation. So like we said in the starting, wadduha in relation to Rabiul Awwal and the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got this lesson for us here, my respected friends and brothers. Now Allah ta'ala recounts and recollects a certain favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Did your Rabb not find you as an orphan and He gave you protection? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be said to be double orphan. Before his birth, his father passed away. At the age of 6, his mother passed away. So where does this better situation come on him? That though your mother and father are not there, it is mentioned that his grandfather Abdul Muttalib took such care of him, so much of love and so much of protection. And after his demise, Abu Talib took over and gave such protection and such love and such care to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such support in everything, that it was even much better than what he could have got, or that his parents were no longer there and they were not there to give it to him. But now what he got even better. يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. So Allah Ta'ala reminds Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lesson for us is that when we have dark days, think about, or when we have good days, think about the dark days. And when we have dark days, think about the good days. There were certain days where, you know, how Allah has been also good to me. So that Allah who brought goodness on me, He will bring also, He can bring difficulty on me. And if He has brought difficulty on me, He can also bring goodness on me. So in this way, my respected friends and brothers, we keep ourselves connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in goodness and in difficulty. That is the lesson of Rabiul Awwal in relation to Surah Wadduha for us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why, you know, he says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find you unaware? That means there were a lot of things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know. There's another ayat again, Allah ta'ala says, that you did not know. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. Allah revealed the book and the wisdom on you and taught you that which you did not know. So in this verse also Allah ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there was a time when you did not know, but then the wahi started coming, the guidance from Allah ta'ala started coming, and now you knew. Fahada means now you were guided in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And in that, my respected friends and brothers, our understanding and our lesson should be that at any time when we find ourselves in difficulty, it is a learning curve for us. We take lessons from there, and whenever we sink, it is only an occasion for us to learn from there and come out even better. And remember that there were times we didn't even know those things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us through various ways. And then the third thing Allah says, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا, that Allah ta'ala, did He not find you poor, poverty stricken, and then He enriched you? How? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And alhamdulillah, at that time his fortunes opened up. We are talking now even before the period of prophethood, where he went out onto business and whatever else he did. Then, my respected friends and brothers, so here again Allah Ta'ala is reminding you, conditions are good, they can get a bit difficult. This is the normal system of Allah, like the rising and the setting of the sun. And don't forget, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Speak about, recollect, recount the ni'mat of your Rabb, the blessings of your Rabb. Every Friday the bayan starts here. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings. There's a general thing. Always make shukr. Everything that we own, everything that we possess, everything that we're benefiting and enjoying, shukr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank you, O Allah. Let us use it in the right way. This is a lesson that Allah ta'ala is giving us, that don't forget, Allah is the one who sends all kinds of good conditions on you, and continuously recollect it. And then the next surah that follows thereafter, we're not going to go into it, is Surah Alam Nashrah. Now, the ulama have mentioned that if there was no Bismillah after the end of Surah Wadduha, you would have actually thought Alam Nashrah is the continuation of Surah Wadduha. Like, the theme is still the same. Because there again, Allah said, Alam Yajid Kaitin, Alam, Ya Allah said, Alam Nashrah. And have we also not opened for you your chest? And then other issues are mentioned there. And that very important verse which we all know comes two times in the Quran, one after the other. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. That Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that with every difficulty, there might be difficulty you're going through, but there's a lot of benefit also for you in this difficulty. Again, for us the lesson in that is that when we are faced with difficult and dark days and with negative and adverse conditions, and at that time, we must know that there's also a lot of khair and goodness that is coming with it. And we don't see it at that time maybe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll show it to you, wa la sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. So in this way, my respected friends and brothers, while this verse is specific to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his condition, the Quran was not only for that time, the Quran is for now. When we hear wa dhuha, when we hear wa lal akhiratu khairul laka min al-ula, then we apply it to ourselves and we make dua and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we always recount and recollect the blessings of Allah ta'ala upon us.